21-7, Bianca, Terry and Bob at 97.3.
Google Home has been aggressively advertising. Like, I was sitting at a shopping centre the other day and there was, like, all these ads everywhere saying you could ask Google Home to do this for you. And I thought, is this really a thing?
Well, they had Amazon had the Alexa's thing that was out for a little while there as well. And also, if you go into cinemas right now, before you turn off your phone, they've got systems where they say, turn off your hairdryer, turn off your
I had a look at one at JB Hi-Fi the other day. I thought it looked like a really nice Bluetooth speaker.
Well, for under $200, you can have help with just about anything. And we thought, let's face it, the three of us don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to Google Home. So let's get on someone that does, from techdaily.com, Andy Wells. Andy, I think the question most people want to know is, who's actually going to have access? Who will have access to what we ask Google Home?
You are. and Google, but nobody else. I even actually checked. Let me just ask again. Hey, Google, are you stealing my data?
Security comes first in everything Google does.
Well, there we go. So there you go. So that's pretty much it. Your data is being stored. Everything that I ask the Google Home device is actually being stored away in your Google account, and you can actually go back and see what it's storing, but it's not being shared with anyone else. It's not being sold to anyone else, and no one else can get to it.
Good.
Yes, it's like the cloud. It'll never be hacked until it is. Hey, Andy, does that mean I've got to train Google like a sheepdog? I have to give it all this?
It does. It actually does need a bit of training, and that's one of the reasons it does store that information, because the more you talk to it, the more clever it gets, and maybe even better than Siri. Actually, what does Google Home think of Siri? Hey, Google, what do you think of Siri?
You know Siri? What a small world. Hope she's doing well.
let me just check. This is the ultimate test of how clever Google Home is. Hey, Google, what's the best radio station in Brisbane?
On the website smh.com.au, they say 97.3 FM, 13.6% down 0....
Oh, we don't need that.
Just Bianca, Terry and Bob will do. Hey, Andy, hashtag we are number one, that's nice. Hey, but is Google going to be number one for us, really? I mean, I don't know whether this is the idea that we can walk around our home and bark out orders into the universe and it will all come true. Is the world gone mad, or is this the best thing to ever happen for human beings?
It is pretty good. I am warming to it. I've only actually just had it in my hands for the last 24 hours, and already the possibilities are great. I could see this thing just kind of sitting on the kitchen bench, entertaining, you know, asking it random things like, hey, Google, what's the Australian dollar worth?
And she said, Australian dollar is approximately 79 United States cents.
Let's go to that.
But Andy, here's the other thing. We're back with the cattle dog I've been training. Years ago, I tried to tell another bloke's cattle dog to load sheep, and it wouldn't recognise my voice, and so I didn't do anything. Well, can anyone wander into the house and tell Google to do stuff to my house?
Good question, Terry.
That's an interesting question. I haven't got it set up to any sort of automated lights or anything. That's a whole other investment, by the way. So we'll start hooking up lights,
So a burglar can walk in and say, Google, where's the safe?
Yeah, Google, which underpants drawer the Rolex is in? Hey, I want to know, though, so with Google Home, Andy, the whole idea is you can ask Google Home to find your phone, post a tweet, put your bed on, your electric blankie on. I mean, that's amazing, really.
Yeah, and you know what else it does? Hey, Google, talk like Yoda.
Try, I will.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Well, that's very cool.
Can you just ask Google one thing?
Yeah.
Is it okay to have a soy latte in the morning?
Oh, I'll try. I don't know if it's going to go okay. Hey, Google, is it okay to have a soy latte in the morning?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that.
She doesn't drink soy.
We're not sure how to help with that.
Trying to convince these boys it's what we need to have every morning. Thanks, Andy.
No worries. See you later.
That's a bit disappointing. It doesn't come with a built-in coffee machine.